light, airy, but still cozy.
Yeah.
Like I'm already feeling more relaxed just thinking about this.
It's funny you say that because I think that really is the appeal.
Right.
It's not just an aesthetic, it's almost like a way of life.
Right.
And especially in a place like the UK,
Yeah.
where we're often, short on space and light,
Yeah.
Scandinavian simplicity can be, I mean, completely transformative to a space.
I think so too. I mean, okay, so let's break it down. When we say Scandinavian simplicity, what are we really talking about? Like, what are the things that make it so instantly recognizable?
Yeah, you're right to start there because I think there are some misconceptions.
Right.
When people hear the word simplicity, I think they think
Yeah.
stark, sterile.
Right.
But it's actually all about this kind of balance between light and airy spaces
Yeah.
that are functional, yes, but also like warm and inviting.
Right.
It's not about stripping away all your personality.
Yeah.
It's about being really intentional with what you bring into your
I
space.
love that. I've always wondered about the color palette. Is it just all white all the time? Because I do love color, but I also crave that sense of calm that, that Scandinavian design is known for.
And this is where it gets interesting because it's not just a sea of white.
Okay.
You want to think of white and neutrals as your base,
Okay.
as a foundation,
Right.
but then you can layer in these softer tones, these more muted pastels, things like dusty rose or a gentle sage green.
I like that.
And not only do these add a sense of warmth, they can actually brighten up a room in
Okay.
a way that stark white just can't sometimes.
Right.
Especially, in the UK with the light that we get,
Right.
it can be quite gray and gloomy.
And that is something I've always struggled with, living in a, a very old, very dimly lit UK flat. Natural light is like gold. It's precious.
It really is.
But I'm assuming that's even more important when you're going for
It
this
is.
Scandinavian look.
Yeah, natural light is absolutely fundamental to
Yeah.
this look. Think of it almost like the breath of life in these spaces.
Right.
Maximizing the light that you do have is absolutely key. For example, if you've got north-facing rooms, Farrow and Ball's Wavette is a fantastic paint color for reflecting light, even in
Interesting.
those darker spaces. And then consider things like sheer curtains to just let as much light flow in as possible.
Yeah.
The trick is to work with what you have, not against it.
I love that specific paint recommendation makes me feel like I can actually achieve this look.
You absolutely can.
Okay, so we've talked about light, we've talked about color. What about the furniture and materials? Like, what actually screams Scandinavian?
Well, I think you have to think natural materials first and foremost.
Okay.
Light-toned woods are a staple. Particularly species like birch and ash,
Right.
they're going to bring that warmth and that organic element. And the furniture itself tends to have quite streamlined,
Yeah.
clean lines, tapered legs,
Yeah.
which keeps that visual clutter down and adds to that sense of
Those
airiness.
tapered legs, I've always loved those. It's like the furniture is almost floating. It's so chic. But you also mentioned organic textures in our notes, and I was curious about what those are and why they're so important.
So this is where you kind of bring in the cozy factor.
Okay.
You want to think wool, linen, sheepskin. All those really tactile natural fibers,
Yeah.
they add a lot of depth. They soften the look.
Right.
Just imagine like a chunky wool throw draped over a simple linen sofa
Okay. Yeah.
or a woven rug on a light wood floor. It's about finding that balance between those clean lines and that tactile warmth,
Right.
you know?
Okay. I think I'm starting to get the whole picture now.
Good.
But what about when it comes to decorating?
Right.
I mean, I know Scandinavian design is very much less is more, how do you avoid it feeling too bare or impersonal?
Well, here's the secret.
Okay.
Minimalism doesn't have to equal emptiness.
Okay.
You can achieve that really pared back look, but still create a space that feels warm and lived in. It's about being really thoughtful with the pieces that you choose.
So it's more about curation than deprivation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Every item should have a purpose and
Right.
a story.
Yeah.
And instead of cluttering surfaces with, lots of knickknacks, think about incorporating functional design elements that
Like,
also add visual interest.
what?
Well, you mentioned earlier those geometric
Oh,
shelves.
yeah.
They're great.
Yes.
They offer storage and display, but they also introduce those geometric shapes
right.
that add interest without overwhelming the space. It's about achieving that balance.
Yeah.
Minimalist, but not stark.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, let's not forget the power of greenery.
Oh, yes.
Plants breathe life into any space.
Yeah.
They purify the air and add a pop of color.
And not just any plants.
No.
Those big leafy statement ones.
Exactly. You've got it. Yeah. You know, things like Monstera deliciosa fiddleleaf figs.
Oh, yeah.
They're almost sculptures in themselves.
Right.
And then also, don't underestimate the impact of candles.
Okay.
Creating a warm and inviting ambiance is really key to the Scandinavian philosophy of Heidage.
Oh, Heidage.
Yeah.
That's a word I hear thrown around a lot.
Yeah.
But I never really fully understood.
Really?
Is that part of Scandinavian simplicity?
It absolutely is.
Okay.
It's completely woven into the design philosophy.
Okay.
You know, it's about embracing that coziness,
mm-hmm.
that warmth and sense of well-being in your space.
Right.
You know, think flickering candlelight, soft textures, a warm drink on a cold evening.
Oh, yeah.
It's about creating a sanctuary.
I love that.
Where you can truly unwind and feel at peace.
And I think this is where it gets really interesting for me.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of people in the UK,
mm-hmm.
especially during, you know, those long winter months,
yeah.
really crave that feeling.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've covered a lot.
We have.
Like color materials. But let's get practical.
Okay.
If somebody's listening to this and
yeah.
they want to embrace Scandinavian simplicity in their home,
mm-hmm.
where do they start?
I think the first step is to really assess your space.
Right.
And identify what you love about it.
Yeah.
And then think about how you can enhance those features
mm-hmm.
while bringing in those elements of Scandinavian design that resonate with you. You know, you don't have to do a complete overhaul.
Right.
Even small changes can make a really big difference.
That is really reassuring to hear.
Yeah.
Because it's not about being perfect.
No.
It's not about having a show home.
No.
It's about making your space work for you.
Yeah.
But I guess the question is, are there any traps that people tend to fall into
right.
when they try and achieve this look?
Yeah.
Because I know, like, when I try to be minimalist,
mm-hmm.
it ends up feeling a bit sterile.
I think that's a common struggle.
Okay.
I think one pitfall is going too minimal.
Okay.
Stripping away all personality.
Yeah.
You know, remember, warmth and individuality are just as important as simplicity.
Okay.
I think another mistake is being afraid of color.
Right.
You know, we talked about those muted tones.
Yeah.
They're your friend.
Right.
And then don't forget texture.
Okay.
You want to balance those smooth surfaces with wool.
Yeah.
Linen, even a bit of rustic wood to add visual interest and prevent the space from feeling too clinical.
So it's about finding that sweet spot between clean lines and cozy vibes.
Exactly. Uh-huh. It's about striking that perfect balance.
Yeah.
And talking of balance, another potential trap is buying into trends blindly.
Oh, yeah.
You know, while it's great to be inspired by what you see online or in magazines.
Yeah.
The most important thing is to make the style your own.
Right.
You know, incorporate pieces that you love. Experiment with different textures and colors.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be afraid to break the rules a little bit.
I love that. So it's about capturing the essence of Scandinavian simplicity,
mm-hmm.
but making your own.
Yeah.
It's about making your home reflect you.
Yes.
Not Pinterest.
Exactly. It should feel like your own unique, cozy haven.
Yeah.
A space that truly reflects your personality and brings you joy.
Now, you mentioned Alex Cota earlier.
I did.
And we've got some info on their work.
Right.
What makes their approach to Scandinavian simplicity stand out?
I think Alex Cota has this remarkable ability to adapt the principles of Scandinavian design
mm-hmm.
to the specific challenges and opportunities of UK homes.
Okay.
They've done some really stunning projects,
yeah.
particularly in Kingston and Ilford,
right.
where they've really captured that essence of light,
yeah.
functionality, and warmth.
You know, and that's what intrigues me about their work.
Mm.
It's not just about, you know, slapping a Scandinavian label on it.
Right.
It feels really integrated.
It does.
With the character of the home.
Yeah.
Do you have any examples of how they've done that?
Absolutely. So take their Kingston project, for instance.
Okay.
They transformed a really quite dark and cramped Victorian terrace.
Oh, wow.
You know, the classic London homes with limited natural light.
Yeah.
Into this incredibly bright and airy haven.
I love that.
And one of their key strategies was using a really light reflective color palette.
Okay.
Similar to the Farrow and Ball Wivet we talked about earlier.
So using the color to bounce the light around. Smart.
Yeah.
I'm guessing there's more to it than just paint, though.
Oh, much more. They also incorporated natural wood flooring.
Okay.
Which adds warmth and creates this real sense of flow.
Mm.
And then also strategically placed mirrors to maximize the existing light.
Right.
It's all about working with the architecture of the home.
Right.
Not fighting against it.
That makes sense. I've always struggled with mirrors, but I can see how they would be essential.
Yeah.
When you have limited natural light.
Yeah.
What about the Ilford project?
Right.
That was a completely different type of home.
It was a modern apartment.
Okay.
Sleek and stylish, but lacking a little bit of warmth.
Right.
In personality.
Okay.
And what Alex Coda did there was brilliant.
Yeah.
They layered in those cozy textures we discussed earlier, like
wow.
The wool throws, the linen curtains,
mm-hmm.
The sheepskin rugs.
Okay.
But they didn't stop there.
I bet they didn't. I can already picture the plants.
You know me too well.
Yeah.
They brought in these carefully curated house plants.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Artwork, but yeah. It was all very intentional.
Yeah.
Considered. Nothing felt cluttered or out of place.
Right.
It was a perfect example of how to achieve that Hyge feeling.
Yeah.
You know, that space that feels stylish and inviting.
I'm starting to see a pattern here.
Yeah.
It seems like Alex Coda's real talent is in taking those core principles,
mm-hmm.
you know, the
mm-hmm.
light, the functionality, the warmth,
yeah.
and translating them in a way that feels authentic to the space and the people who live there.
You've hit the nail on the head. It's not about creating that cookie cutter Scandinavian look. It's about understanding the essence of the design philosophy and applying it in a way that feels really personal and meaningful.
Right.
And that's something you can absolutely do in your own home, too.
So as we wrap up this deep dive
mm-hmm.
into Scandinavian simplicity,
mm-hmm.
what's the one takeaway you want our listener to walk away with?
Oh, that's a great question.
Yeah.
And a tough one.
It is a tough one.
But if I had to choose, I'd say focus on creating a sense of calm.
Okay.
And intentionality in your space.
Right.
You know, it doesn't have to be about perfectly replicating a Scandinavian aesthetic.
Mm-hmm.
It can be about decluttering, choosing pieces that you love, creating a space that feels truly restful
mm-hmm.
and rejuvenating, especially in a busy place like the UK.
Right.
Having that sanctuary is invaluable.
It is. You're so right.
Yeah.
It's not just about the look. It's about the feeling.
Yeah.
And that's something we can all aspire to,
mm-hmm.
regardless of our budget.
Absolutely.
Our design style.
Right.
Well, folks, we've reached the end of our Scandinavian journey for today.
Ah.
But hopefully this has sparked some ideas, some
mm-hmm.
inspiration.
Definitely.
For you to create your own havens of peace and style.
Yes. Yeah. And remember,
it's
not about being perfect.
No.
It's about creating a space that, you know, feels good and functions well for you.
Right. So if embracing a bit of Scandinavian simplicity means keeping a few of your, you know, favorite knickknacks.
Yeah.
Then go for it.
Absolutely.
It's your home. It's your sanctuary.
I couldn't agree more.
And hey, if you need some extra guidance.
Yeah.
Or just some, you know, visual inspiration.
Yeah.
Check out Alex Coda's work.
Yeah, definitely.
Their projects are just
beautiful.
Stunning
examples
mm-hmm. of how Scandinavian design can be adapted to UK homes.
Absolutely. Their portfolio is a treasure trove of ideas.
It is.
And it's a great starting point for your own Scandinavian design journey.
And for all of you listening, we'd love to hear about your own experiences with Scandinavian simplicity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What elements are you incorporating into your homes?
Yeah.
What challenges are you facing?
Right.
You know, share your thoughts, your design dilemmas in the comments below.
It's always fascinating to hear from fellow design enthusiasts and see how people are interpreting and adapting these principles to their own unique spaces.
Absolutely. So keep those photos and comments coming.
Yes.
Until next time, happy decorating.
Happy decorating.
And remember, sometimes less truly is more,
mm-hmm.
especially when it comes to creating a space
that
feels both stylish and serene.
Absolutely.
It's about finding that sweet spot, you know,
between
inspiration and personalization.
Absolutely.
Making it your own.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, we've really kind of
explored it.
Broken it down.
Mm.
and hopefully giving people a lot to think about.
Yeah, I think.
In terms of bringing that Scandinavian simplicity into their own homes.
Absolutely.
So until next time.
Until next time.
Happy decorating, everybody.
Bye.